Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I've been defending Craig Breslow and his baseball transactions. I don't think he's anywhere as near as bad as people make it out to be. I see the Twitch chat. Oh, the Devers trade is why Breslow's a bumbling moron. That's ownership. I can't believe people still don't get that. There's now multiple reports the Red Sox could have had more if the Giants or if the Red Sox would have eaten some of Devers' salary. There's multiple reports about that. Breslow had a better deal in place. He was asking for better players.
Yeah.
And John Henry said, don't care, eat the full salary. So the reason that you don't like the Devers return, and I do like Harrison, I don't really care for anything else in the deal. But the reason you don't like the Devers return is because the owner stepped in the way and said, no, I care more about the money going out than the players we're getting back. And I'll give you another example of this coming up on a near trade that John Henry put the kibosh on, that the Red Sox basically had worked out, and he said, no, I want all the money gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think people are just misplacing their anger when it comes to the Red Sox. They alienated players long before Breslow got here. They've traded away superstars before Breslow ever got here for pennies on the dollar.
That's
an ownership thing to me. These AI interviews, though, I can't defend those from Craig Breslow. I can't. I know he tried
to, but they try to push back on it. They're like, no, we don't do that, but we kind of do, but not really. You know, so it's one of those where sort of the June Lee report comes out the other day. We're talking about it. We're joking about it. And you're like, oh, that sounds pretty bad. Like, obviously, they're very committed to stats and analytics and, like, all this stuff. We talk about how robotic Breslow is. And then you're like, well, kind of next level. They also do all their interviews this way. And so they basically are like, yeah, we do, but we not like that. So I don't know, like, if June Lee was exaggerating or maybe he had heard a little bit more, like, 5 rounds of AI bot. Which also leads to, all right, you got to just walk away at some point.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of personal pride and say, all right, I'm not
doing
a fifth robot interview.
They're like, this is a new record. Somebody's going for a fifth round with the AI interview.
Can you believe Johnny 5 from Short Circuit? We're going to talk to him again.
Can you believe this, bozo?
Yeah, no.
And so, okay, so Breslow attempted to defend and explain their interview practices. This is Rob Bradford, 2-minute burn yesterday. Good get by Bradfo on the ground in Seattle. We're going to talk to him at 11:30. We'll get
2-minute grill.
What did I say?
I think you said 2-minute burn.
2-minute grill, I'm sorry.
2-minute burn? What is that?
I steal that from another show.
That'd be me in the sun today. Step outside here.
It's like Jones when he goes outside today.
I fry.
No.
I'm sorry. 2-minute grill.
That's right.
Rob, apologies. And we'll talk to Bradfo an hour from now, as we do every Thursday. He had Breslow explaining the whole process.
Yeah. I mean, my understanding is there's like an initial screening, but then that's used as a first filter. And then there's like human interactions and conversations, in-person Zooms. So I've had a number of conversations with this, like I said, in person and over Zooms with people that we've hired.
Okay. There's like human interaction. I don't like that. In person.
Why
Zooms.
Do you want to work at WEEI?
Like, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, he's like, oh, then you talk to people like me. I'm a person. You're like,
barely.
I guess.
Okay. So like human interaction.
So there's.
There's some of it.
I don't know about this.
Okay. He gave a little bit more. He was asked directly about the 5 rounds of interviews by Bradfo, again, in the 2-minute grill.
2-minute grill.
Here's what Breslow had to say.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's my short answer is I'm not sure, because I know that I have had direct conversations with people. But like I said, if using this as kind of like a first filter, because the number of people who want to work in baseball is so big, I think it makes sense. Now, I don't think we can make hiring decisions without actually talking to people.
Okay. I've talked to people because that's what I am.
I've spoken to other human beings. I have emotions and feelings and eat real human food.
It's funny. It's one of these things where it's like you're denying this report because everyone's like making fun of you for it. But then in your denial, you're like, well, maybe. Maybe we do this.
He didn't say it wasn't five rounds, and he didn't say they don't do it.
I don't really know.
Not a great denial.
Terrible.
I think the Red Sox did a touch better in their statement that they put out last night the game.
Yeah, it was lengthy.
It was lengthy.
Which led me to wonder, did a robot write that? Was that AI created?
Were they like, hey.
They're like, you know what? In your face. We're just going to have the robots write this anyway.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
If you could hammer this out. Hey, WEE AI, write this for us. The Red Sox had a bunch of beat writers on this. I was not CC'd on this email.
I get some
transactional moves. I was not CC'd on this.
Yeah, that's a shame.
We wanted to reach out to you, probably because Breslow did such a poor job explaining it. We wanted to reach out to you because we are seeing unsubstantiated reports about the Red Sox using AI bots to hire candidates. I don't think June Lee said they were hiring.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Candidates
no.
based on AI bots. They just said they were conducting interviews.
Right.
And feel it's important to address the facts with this group. Red Sox love their facts.
Yeah, they do.
Since 2012. So file that number away for a minute.
So that's way before Breslow.
The club has used a tool called HireVue to screen applicants for all roles across the organization. The Red Sox are one of several MLB clubs to use this tool, which asks candidates to answer a few questions in a recorded video for the hiring manager to get a sense of the person beyond their resume. One video, they say.
One video since 2012.
This is one of several
steps. The first we're hearing of this.
Yeah. It's one of several steps in the hiring process.
Sure is.
And it's just one factor that helps determine which candidates should advance to an in-person interview. Again, they're saying one video. This was five rounds to advance to an in-person interview. On average, the club receives over 500 applicants for some of the roles, as many as 3,000, blah, blah, blah. The tool is in no way a replacement for in-person interviews, simply one of many steps that helps the club screen the many candidates who apply for each job posting. We wanted to ensure that you all had this information directly from us and would appreciate your partnership in helping clear up those unsupported claims. Well, it's good the Red Sox want to... We want to hear everything right from the Red Sox, which is why they should probably start making John Henry available any day soon.
Another human person.
Yeah, we want to hear right from the Red Sox. We clear everything up, so John Henry should probably follow through and do the same thing. But you think that was an AI bot writing?
Well, maybe. But also, it's such a weird denial because it's not really a denial. It's sort of like, you know, you didn't come out and be like, everything that was reported is wrong. That's not Fiverr. We don't use AI bots or whatever. It's like, no, we do, and we have for a while, and other teams do it too.
We're not the only one.
Other teams do it. Make fun of them.
It's like the Deflategate defense. Aaron Rodgers overinflates his football.
It's a weird thing. Like, they got pretty sensitive to it. They're like, can you guys clear this up? It's like, clear what up? Like, you do use the AI things. You say you have all these applicants, so you use them to filter them down. June Lee, the reporter, never said, and now my boss is a robot, right? Like, oh, I got hired by robots, and I only work with robots. Nobody said that. I mean, it probably feels like that if you're working for Breslow.
It does. I like this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird denial.
I like this text. Do you think when Craig GPT clicks those boxes, are you a robot, he gets denied? He might. Like, when you have to do that online.
I can't do the captcha.
Yeah. Click the thing.
Slide the puzzle piece in. He's like, oh, no.
Which one's the bicycle?
Error.
With the crosswalks. Click all the squares with a crosswalk. Like, is that a crosswalk? What is this?
Does not compute.
I'm having a hard time with this.
No, I think the Red Sox acknowledging that they've been doing stuff like this since 2012 tells me it's not a Breslow problem. This is organizational. This is a John Henry, this is a Sam Kennedy, this is a Tom Werner issue. If it's been going back to 2012, where they're using some variation of this program, maybe it's ratcheted up under Breslau.
Is this how they hired Bobby Valentine?
Okay, but it's like this goes back to, again, go ahead and fire Breslau. A bunch of people want Breslau fired, and they think he's a moron. They're just going to hire the next Craig Breslau. Well, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing.
We just saw this. We had a lot of the same complaints about Chaim Bloom.
But this guy's way better than Chaim Bloom.
I agree. But I'm just saying, they replaced Chaim Bloom with Breslau, who there are a lot of similarities. At least in the, you know, the interview sounds very similar. The way he describes certain things about baseball. Because you have to stop yourself. You're like, we're talking about baseball, right? Like the synthesizing of data and all this stuff that he says. And you're like, oh my God. Like, can we just get the best players, please? Can we do that? And so that was... The upgrade would be, and we don't know, like, was Bloom told he couldn't trade his prospects, or was Bloom told, like, you can in the right move, and he was afraid to, which is a possibility?
I mean,
because Breslau comes in his first real offseason, I guess second offseason, and he trades Kyle Teal away, and he gets Garrett Crochet. Like, that was massive. I don't think Bloom ever would have done that.
He traded away two top five organizational prospects in the same move. Two top 100 guys in the same trade.
Yeah.
Bloom wouldn't have done that.
No.
To me, that tells me Breslau and Bloom are different, but you're right. Maybe they loosened the reins on Breslau and they had him tighter on Bloom. Jacob just sent this to us. You see, you were CC'd on this, Keith.
I was.
He did an AI detect for the Red Sox statement.
Oh, what do we got?
He says, it's good to see 0% AI in the Red Sox statement. I'm not on the other side of this. I don't know how to use an AI detector.
He says 99% human wrote that.
That's what jumped out to me too. 99% human.
Not even officially human.
Not zero. Not 0%. If it's 99% human, what's the other 1%? That's not 0%, Jacob.
All right.
But interesting.
No, okay. But not bad.
Looks like they passed the AI test though.
Phew. They fooled them again.
Questionable.
All right.
The bots are getting good if they're fooling AI detection. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. I mentioned John Henry, prior to Rafael Devers, got in the way of another trade that Breslau had worked out. Because Breslau, if you listen to the Giants owner, is it Greg Johnson? If you listen to the Giants owner, the Giants felt like Breslau was asking for too much, and he reached out directly to John Henry and was like, hey, your guy's asking for too much. Why don't you scale this back if you want to get it done? So Henry got in the way of this one. He got in the way of a second one. Prior to this, way back in spring training, we'll explain what it was and get into how big of an issue ownership is for the Red Sox. That's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.